All right, interview question number one. Michaeline Rink.
No cameras.
Yeah, great. I hate cameras.
Yeah. I mean, you're just not.
I can't be myself.
Yeah, you can't be yourself.
Mm-mm. I still think that people that do it are acting, even though they're being themselves. It's still.
Like the Kardashians when I watch them, you know, yeah. Occasionally.
It is like the. I don't know how they do that.
These two sisters talking together at a bar about, you know, one's criticizing the other's boyfriend, I think, on camera.
It's like he's,
really?
He's watching this. You might as well say it to his face.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to type when I talk?
No. You were 89 pounds.
How do you know? Well, let's change that to 94. 89 sounds.
You were 89 pounds.
Well, that's because I was sick the week.
I know. That's the best part.
That is? To me, it sounds like you're inconsequential because you're so small. But
you want to change it to 94 pounds.
Because that was my weight. Okay. 90, I could never get off of 94.
Me too. I'm at 95. Actually, yeah. This week I'm at like 97.
That was my number. I mean, I would eat a lot or I didn't eat. I was just always 94. So.
You were 94 pounds when you got married. You've been petite your whole life. Your weight has fluctuated a little through the years. But what's your best advice for maintaining your figure?
My best advice that works for me, that doesn't mean it's best advice, is that I pick a number. Like I knew that was my weight number. If I go 2 pounds over that weight number, I think, okay, hold back for a couple of days, stay there. You can't let it go up any higher. It just has to be within that very short, distinct weight. And that's the only thing that's what's worked
for
me.
You have to monitor it, right?
Yeah. Constantly. Uh-huh. It was that pick a figure and stay there and say, this is where I want to be. I think just the eating the 3 meals a day is what I do. Never skip a meal.
Your go-to cocktail?
My go-to cocktail is a glass of Pinot Grigio with a beautiful stemmed glass. But the cocktail that I really have to admit that I enjoy is my martini. Just one, all things in moderation, and it's relaxing, and no side effects, and it makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Over the years, what is one of your favorite fashion trends?
Trends, I don't know, but my very favorite fashion accessory, I wear scarves. I could wear a scarf every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I attempt to go without one sometimes, and for some reason, I just feel that I've completed my outfit, and I'm happy with scarves.
Mm.
I also am not a favor of sleeveless. I wear sleeves almost exclusively. With air conditioning, where can you go to any restaurant where you don't
True.
Freeze? And that, to me, you look a little bit ridiculous being cold.
What decade stands out the most in your mind when it comes to fashion?
I think I like Jacqueline Kennedy in the
60s.
It was ladylike and demure. And
right.
I like that era. I mean, you could wear classic clothes. You didn't have... Nothing was trendy then. Everything was basic and classy and neutral colors, which I like. That's who I am. I'm not a color person. I'm kind of not exciting. When it comes to fashion with colors. I'll occasionally wear something splashy, but for the most part, I just want to look demure, not to be grabbing attention.
Your secret to good health.
Well,
I think I have an answer for this, but give me yours first. Yeah. I think I know what you'd say.
If you're lucky enough to have good genes.
I knew you were going to say that.
And I seem to be lucky in that area.
Good genes.
I have, yeah. Have good genes. I've had a healthy life, and I don't deprive myself of anything, but I just always have in mind, you know, I don't take risks. I'm not a risk taker.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't feel very flamboyant. I have to admit that my one treat of the summer is a mudslide from Dairy Queen, and I did that the other night all alone, got in the car and drove to Dairy Queen and had my mudslide, probably 3,000 calories, and I enjoyed it. But then it was over. I thought, you can't do this every day.
Right.
But you have your short-time pleasures.
Mm-hmm. Beauty fads you wish you could undo from your past. So, like, If you could go back and take back one thing that was popular that everyone was doing but that you wish you could just undo now, what would it be?
That would probably be the 70s with the vinyl boots and hot pants. Can you believe?
Yeah.
There was such a thing as hot pants, and yeah. I wore them. I mean, I would not.
What does that mean, in hot pants?
They were shorts, and you wore
them. Oh, shorts.
Short one-piece outfits. They were, but they were called hot pants.
Like a romper.
Yes.
A romper?
A romper with shorts. That was kind of ridiculous. I remember wearing one to a Notre Dame football game with boots, and I think, wow.
You wore that to a football game?
I did.
Oh, my God.
In the 70s, in the colors. I mean, and the mesh hose, that was not a good time for clothing. I think it was too extraordinary.
Huh. The 70s. Yellow and orange.
Yellow and orange. I don't like orange, so I can see myself in a yellow and orange dress, and I think, why did you ever do that?
Huh. And then how many different hair colors have you had?
Dark. Well, I was given dark. I was a brunette, and that was okay. That was good, but for some reason, when the frosting and the highlighting started,
mm-hmm.
and then, as with all things, you go from one extreme to the other gradually, short steps. I mean, each one would be 2 or 3 years, and then I finally went all blonde, and now I am, by nature, blonde.
And white. Were you ever red hair?
Yes, I had many red highlights in my hair. Not totally red.
I have to see all these.
But the auburn would turn red. Yeah. And I don't know, becoming a blonde was more me, I felt, than being a brunette.
Really?
That's strange, yeah.
Because you were a brunette for so long.
For a long time. And then when I started going lighter, I thought, I think I am a blonde, which is silly. But see, when I was brunette, that meant I was a tougher person.
No, I believe that.
Stronger. I don't know. That makes no sense. But as a blonde, you think, oh, you need to be more gentle.
In your opinion, what is the ideal age to have kids?
Well, I think I would say between 25 and 30. Energy mm-hmm. level is high. Mm-hmm. You know a little bit about life. Your mm-hmm. brain is truly formed after 25, which is important.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say between 25 and 30.
When did you have my dad?
When I was 24.
24.
Turned 20. Yeah, 24.
And you felt like your age when you were raising him, that was like...
I was ready. It was where I wanted to be.
And then when you retired, but when he went to college and you were, what, 50?
Yes, and then
that was a good time?
It was good. I mean, you need the internet. Well, what people are forgetting, being a grandmother is such a wonderful thing. Mm. You don't want to be too old and too tired to be a grandmother.
Yeah.
I mean, I was young enough to love every minute of it. I never tired, and that's important.
Okay, yeah. You've told me before to always play hard to get. What is your reasoning behind this?
I don't want to recommend playing games with something as important as a relationship. You shouldn't be playing anything, but I just want to stress that you should keep a little bit of yourself, your true self. Don't lose yourself in another person so completely. You have to stay you,
mm-hmm.
and you have to know that the relationship could end mm-hmm. at any time for any reason. So you have to be stable, solid, and know that you're happy and content with yourself and able to accept anything. So I just don't lose yourself in someone else. Be who you are.
In your opinion, what is the biggest difference between men and women?
Women tend to be heart-centered with their families, and the need to be the basic homebody.
Right.
Basic. And men seem to be able to play both roles simultaneously. I think women struggle more at that.
Because we get a little more emotionally invested.
Yes, right. Right, exactly. It's hard to explain, but for me, I don't know. I just knew where I wanted to be all the time. You know, you're at home because you're the mother. You're the lifeline to the child.
Mm-hmm. And that's what made you happy.
Yeah.
Right?
That's where I wanted to be, right? I was happiest then.
Mm. The key to a successful relationship.
sometimes it's your turn and sometimes it's his turn.
Yeah.
It's give and take. We discussed earlier about the power struggle. I guess try not to make it a power struggle. Just say, okay, I'm acting out of love, mm-hmm. and I'm going to do this for your sake because I know how much it means to you. But I do respect for you to treat me the same way the next time it's something that I want. It has to be it's a struggle, but it has to be with two people. You both have to do it, not just one. It's not one person giving up their life and their personality. It's both people giving of yourself.
If you could have lunch with one woman, who would it be and why? And I guess this can be past, present.
Oh, I don't know. I just want to have to say my mother. She's gone, and I would just like to spend time with her and ask her all the questions I never thought to ask her before,
mm-hmm.
because she was a tiny little thing, but she was so sound and so stable, and I admire her all the time, mm-hmm. and ask and pray that I could be like her in many ways. She was my idol. A simple little idol, but she was my idol.
So that brings me to, what is something you learned from your mom that you will never forget?
Well, I think what she taught me was to serve others. Just be a serving person. Just do for others what you can do for others, and trying to make them comfortable. She did always talk to me about being patient, because she felt I was not a patient person. And perhaps I'm not a patient person, but that was what she tried to impress upon me. She was not domineering in any sense whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
She let me be me. She let me make all my mistakes. But I always felt that whatever I did was going to be forgiven, and that I was loved.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then what's your opinion on gender roles?
Well, they are not...
And this is just an opinion.
Yeah. They are not as defined as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone my age, that's a little hard to handle at times. I mean, we all knew our roles. The woman stayed home and the men worked, and it's so different now, but it's a good thing. I would not say it's a bad thing at all. They should probably be less defined, if anything, and everyone, you're all treated as equals.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the important part, that everyone is treated as an equal.
You started a multi-million dollar company on your own at a young age. What's one piece of advice you'd give someone looking to start their own business?
Hang in there. That's the best advice I could give you. Just hang in there, because it's never easy. Every day it's work,
mm-hmm.
and you accept it for that. You persevere, and you know, for one thing, once I started having employees, I realized I'm responsible for their future,
mm-hmm.
for their lifestyle right now, and that's a pretty big responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
That gets you up in the morning and keeps you working and getting there, and mm-hmm. For other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not just for yourself, but for their livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
It's never easy. There won't be any days, I don't think, that would be easy. And you just accept it as that. It's work.
In another life, what would your dream career have been?
Well, I suppose now I think something in the arts and fashion, being a party planner, decorating. I never tire of fashion. I never tire of seeing any decorating. I suppose that phase of life, that's what I would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
At one time I thought, oh, I'd like to be an actress and be on stage. But then I thought, no, I know what I truly love.
Mm-hmm.
I never tire of art in any form.
How are your social media skills, and what do you think of life on the internet?
They're very limited, but I struggle. I never give up. I have to admit, I love the idea of getting that screen come up and showing someone that I haven't seen in 5 years, or showing friends that I'd love to be with, but you live 100 miles apart, and let's face it, you're you don't get together.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good part of
it.
I was someone's maid of honor, and I didn't even realize she had died.
You see?
I found, you know, on the computer. So, I mean, it's a wealth of knowledge. Knowledge is important, and the computer offers that.
Mm-hmm.
How could you be against it? It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Right.
Keep on learning, and that's what the computer affords.
Right.
But I do like it. I think it's a good thing. I mean, you're always learning, and you're connecting to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's good to be connected. You have to stay connected rather than being isolated at home.
You always tell me I need to put my phone or computer away and just have quiet time to think and ponder life. What's your reasoning behind this?
Or when you're really feeling stressed and you think, oh, I don't have any answers in my head. I just have lots of questions. I'll go to my chair. I recommend this. Find yourself a favorite chair. And that faces a window. It must look outside. Look at the sky and the trees and pray for inspiration. With a quiet mind, no music, nothing else going on, and just sit there and say, I need to think this through. I know I'm capable of it. So I ask for guidance in solving the problem, and it usually comes.
Mm-hmm.
But
you have the answer inside yourself, maybe. You just need to give.
Absolutely, yeah. You just have to be quiet enough to hear the voice that's telling you what to do. It's meditation.
Yeah.
That's my meditation. It's just sitting and looking out of a window, and it lets me think clearly.
What's something you've recently learned from a book that you've read?
I'm on a schedule of reading books about family life. I spent all of my life never reading fiction. I was always learning self-help books. I've read them all. I was always trying to improve and learn and learn and learn. And then when I'm reading all these books, I've read 100 recently, I've learned that I'm pretty normal and my family's pretty normal. That's the funny part. All the things that, you know, you keep to yourself and you think, oh, I bet no one else has ever experienced that. I see in the books they have.
Yeah.
In different ways. And we all have feet made of clay. We all make certain mistakes. We have certain triumphs, disappointments, joy. But that's what I'm learning, and I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think, okay, it was a good life. Everything was probably the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. You're a quote lady, so what is, you can give me one quote, two quotes, but what is a quote that you live by?
Oh, favorite quote that I live by, as you could tell by what I'm saying, is positively, moderation in all things.
Yep.
That has been my lifelong motto. I live my life that way. And, well, another one that I have recently had is that nothing is more meaningful than life within the family.
Yeah.
Nothing is more meaningful than life within the family. You have to learn, you know, develop your family life as much as you can. If you can't accept your family, how are you going to accept the rest of the world? So
that's good.
Just, you know, make friends with your family. They, friends come and go, but family is forever.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What about the inch quote?
The what?
The inch quote, the yardstick.
Oh, my funny yardstick, inch by inch. Life's a cinch, yard by yard, life is hard.
that's
an
old
one. It's a good life, that's all you can say. It's a good life. It's full of lots of things, but by and large, it's a wonder. Well, that's our family song, What a Wonderful World. It is. And notice they only mention simple things.
Mm-hmm.
I've been lucky to be, oh, at least financially stable, and lots of people aren't. That's sad. Let's see, what did I post? Oh, I posted a picture on Facebook last week of my two older sisters and two older cousins.
Yeah.
And they were at a family function doing the polka, and I said, life as it should be. Everyone should live that long and be that healthy that you could dance the polka when you're 90 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen that way, but when it does, it's right. You think, no, this is what life was meant to be.
What advice would you give your younger self?
Some things are gone and they'll never be replaced, but you live with hope in your heart mm-hmm. for the future. You just think, there's always tomorrow. The sun will come out tomorrow. And the only constant, here's another one, the only constant in life is change. That's hard to accept, but there's a lot of truth in that. Mm-hmm. Be prepared for change. As what happened to me, my lifestyle changed, and I thought, I can't do anything about this but accept it.
Yeah.
You can't stick your head in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
You just learn to accept it and try be the bigger you.
Mm-hmm. Who is your favorite grandkid?
The one that's with me.
The one that's with you at the present.
Or the one that, no, my favorite is the one that needs me, the one that's away, the one that is sick. Always, you know, that one.
Yeah.
All your grandchildren, you have a different relationship with every one of them. I don't care if you have 25 grandchildren, you're going to have 25 different relationships.
Right.
Which is good. It makes you accept, as we said, the change and the difference in people.
Right.
And we love everybody for who they are.
Because you don't have a choice. You have to love us all.
Yeah, right.
What's your favorite part about being a mom and a grandma?
Being needed. I need to be needed.
Yep.
It's almost a fault.
Yeah.
I need to be needed.
When I
was a mom and there was a storm, I would think, oh, my children need me. I must go to school and get them and protect them. And that was such a good feeling.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And even now, I mean, to me, I treasure babies because I always think they have to be pampered and loved. You know, mm-hmm. let them be little while they're little.
Yeah.
Let them sleep in the middle. I love that quote.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like being needed. I need to be needed. That's what I
gives you purpose,
missing.
Right?
That's what I'm missing in my life now.
Yeah. Why do you love birds so much?
I don't know. Isn't that strange?
Because You've always loved them.
I do love them. I love the mourning dove. I love the cooing. I sometimes think they're spirits. Well, there's this probably old wives' tale where when a cardinal appears, it's someone from the past coming to visit you. And every time I see a cardinal, you're the bird feeder, I just say, hi, Don. Everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how lucky for us that we could be sitting here today on a beautiful day talking mm-hmm. and just reminiscing. I'm learning from you, and you're learning from me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love talking simple philosophies. A lot of it is meaningless. Some of it is important.
And that's life.
That's life. Right? Life is silly. Life is serious. Life is a lot of different things.